1230 AM WDBZ, exposing the news in Cincinnati on the Buzz of Cincinnati, your talk station.
1230 The Buzz of Cincinnati, Lincoln Ware with you, and Pastor Manning is calling back in. And for those of you who maybe have just tuned in and you don't know what the hell's going on, there's this pastor up in New York, in Harlem, who just got up in church one Sunday and just started to berate Barack Obama. Talked about him like, I mean, worse than a KKK member would talk about him. And he's going to call me up in about 5 minutes or so. We'll play the tape again and let you hear what this handkerchief head Negro had to say. Go ahead and play the tape.
Obama is a Mac Daddy. Obama pimps white women and black women. He got started. You didn't notice him till he brought out those big-chested white women with their tight T-shirts and their short pants. That's what a pimp does. Oh, come on. You don't get your campaign started with a big-chested white woman. She must be a 54D, double D, and a pair of shorts on. That's what started his campaign. He put his name on two big 54Ds. Obama, that's where you first saw his name. That's the first place I saw it on two great big old tits. He's a Mac Daddy. He pimps white women and black women. Obama is a long-legged Mac Daddy. Black people have said, Pastor Manning, nobody's going to follow you because you've been trashing Obama. And black people love this man. But well, let me just say this, first of all. I haven't trashed Obama. His African in heat father went a whoring after a trashy white woman. He was born trash. I said he was born trash. I didn't trash him. I'm speaking the truth about him. Now, once again, I am a diplomat, but I'm not a compromiser. I got a word in my mouth. And God's not afraid of Obama or anybody else, or Ted Kennedy or that little Caroline or anybody else. And so I'm here to tell you that you are an impossible group of people. And for the people of this community in particular, look out here at all these stores and condos and all this new construction that has gone on in this community over the last 10 years. Bill Clinton did that. Put $250 million, $250 million into this community to revitalize it. He just gave it as a departing gift from his presidency. He gave $250 million to this community. Up came all the new stores, restaurants, financing for condos. All of this happened. Made this for you, and now you're trashing him. Now, I'm not making these statements because I'm supportive of Bill Clinton. When he was doing that, I told you about him. Just like I'm speaking about this long-legged freak called Obama, I told you about Bill Clinton. But you know, a man that has built your home the way this home has been, and now you are trashing him and his wife after he's given you all of what he's given to you from a man you have no idea what he's going to do. And the reason why you're doing it is not because of honor and integrity, but simply because he got a black face. But I told you, he also got a white mama. You hypocrite, you. You spineless, you know what? You don't have enough sense to poke piss out of a boot, and you're talking about Obama as your president. If a man, well, I'm not in favor of Bill Clinton, but if a man has done for you as much as he has done, and then for you to trash him the way you are trashing him makes you less than a maggot. But that's how black men are. They don't have anything. Again, black men don't have a pot to piss in, nor a window to throw it out of, and they're looking for Obama to give them more irresponsibility. They're looking for the easy way out. They're pimps and players, black men. That's who they are. Black women are player lovers. That's why you go to the churches that you go to. You're player lovers. Rather than people of integrity, you are the weakest people on the planet. And you have the audacity to accept affirmative action, which says that you are not as qualified as someone else, and you made it a law. You have accepted affirmative action and grinned and held parties to celebrate when the white man says, we'll make a law similar to the Dred Scott decision that says that you are not as qualified as others because of racism and slavery. Therefore, what is required of a white race is not required of you. And you have applauded affirmative action. You are ignorant. You are despicable through and through.
Oh, boy, I can't. Okay, hold it. Cut it. I can't take any more. I can't take any more. I want to hop on a plane and go to New York, and it's no telling what I would do if I would run into Reverend Manning. Pastor Manning, welcome to the Lincoln Ware Show. How you doing?
Are you ready for Pastor?
Oh, yes, I'm ready for him. Oh, I thought he was
second.
On.
I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. Oh, boy. Oh, man. Oh, geez. This guy is...
Pastor Manning here.
Pastor Manning, how you doing?
Just fine. How are you?
Lincoln Ware here in Cincinnati, WDBZ, The Buzz.
All right. Lincoln Ware is your name?
Yes.
All right. I'm glad to meet. Could you give me just a moment, please?
Sure. Okay, we'll give him a moment to close the door.
I'm delighted to make your acquaintance, Mr. Ware.
All right.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, no problem. I was just listening to the YouTube broadcast, and I tell you, you know, if I wanted to hop on a plane and come to New York, just, you know, with the things you, I wanted to pimp slap you for the things you were saying about Obama, his mother, black folks, black men. What in the hell? What's up with you?
Well, where do we get started?
Yeah, where do we get started? How are you going to call his mother trash, white trash? And well, are you a minister? Are you sure you're a minister? Go ahead and talk, because I'm so upset. All I can do is listen now. Go ahead.
Let's get started with the white trash aspect.
Yeah.
First of all, to validate as a pastor my making such a statement, if you look in the Bible in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 27, you'll notice that Jesus, when referring to some religious leaders known as Pharisees of his day, and their hypocrisy and their low-level living, he called them hypocrites and whited sepulchers, which is to say they were white tombstones full of dead men's bones, which is about as low as you can rate anybody. And Jesus did that.
So oh, but see, but you're hiding behind Jesus and the Bible.
I'm a preacher. And well, I mean,
yeah,
verses,
but you can't hide behind the Bible when you want to berate somebody. I mean, his mother,
well,
God
no,
created his mother,
to,
so you're calling listen, God's Mr. creation
Ware,
trash.
Mr. Ware, if you're going to inform your audience, they already know you. They don't know me. You're going to have to let me talk so I can explain myself. There may be a reason that's understandable and attainable if you'll let me speak, but to continue to badger and not allow me to talk,
well,
you're not going to profit yourself.
But don't
much.
Preach a sermon, though. Just get to the basics as to what brought all this on.
Well, I called her white trash because that's exactly what she is. His father married her and then dumped her 6 months later.
But that does not make her trash.
I can document that she is, as far, and I'm not the one who coined the phrase white trash. It's been around a whole
it's
lot
It's been,
longer.
But it doesn't apply to every white woman
no,
who had sex with a black
does,
man and the black man left her.
It does apply to some white women, and not to every white woman. Not every white person or white woman is white trash, but there are some trashy white women and some trashy black ones, too. And there's no denying that. Whether you agree that she is or not is a matter of your opinion, but I can document that she is.
But okay, so if you could do that, why get in church and spew this venom to your parishioners?
Well, now, you know, you are skewing the conversation by calling it venom. Listen,
I beg your pardon. That was more than venom. That was poisonous venom.
It was the truth. Now, you may call it venom, but it's the truth. And we have to deal with the truth. If a person is trash or a criminal or a doctor, we should speak about them as to who they are. And by identifying them as to who they are does not make it venom. It's simply the truth. Now, you may not agree with it. You may not like it. And you have to come to terms with the fact that you don't like it. But don't say that it's simply evil. Because
it is evil. What you were saying in church, if I were a member of your church, I would have got right up, turned around and walked out and tried to get everybody else to walk out on you. I would have petitioned the deacons of that church to vote you out for you talking like that. And how much did the Clintons pay you for that sermon?
Well, you know, that's that question is really a question that has not been thought out very well.
You sound like a paid assassin.
Mr. Ware, if you had thought about what you have just said, you would not have asked the question. And I think the little time that we're going to have together to speak and that you're going to hear me, we're going to have to come to this in reasonably intelligent and adult ways rather than coming to this conversation in immature kindergarten.
You praise the Clintons. But, oh, the Clintons build up Harlem. If it wasn't for Bill Clinton coming in here, he brought so many millions in here, and then you berate Barack Obama. So that tells me that somebody passed you some money along the way.
Can I explain to you
the
issue of the Clintons?
Sure.
When Bill Clinton was president from 1992 to the year 2000, YouTube was not available, but there was not a person on this planet that railed against Bill Clinton, his morality, his lifestyle, and
tried
to inform black people that it was a horrendous mistake to allow Toni Morrison to call him the first black president and for black people to worship him at the level at which they worship him and gave him a free pass into their lives to influence it and to be for them their leader. And the other thing I thought was most appalling is that black people are so desperate for someone to love them, so desperate for world recognition, so desperate for have someone to lift them up. They call a white man their black president. There's nothing been more silly in the political arena or out of the mouths of a nation of people collectively than that statement that Bill Clinton was a black president.
I mean, it was just a statement made because
you're stretching that a bit. Don't try to marginalize that and then shoot me down when I talk I'm trying to say to you that I'm not a supporter of William Jefferson Clinton. I'm trying to express that to you.
You didn't express it in your sermon.
Well, you only heard a part of it. That's why you need to listen to me now in order to be able to hear everything.
But you praised him in part of it, but you didn't praise Obama in any of your sermon.
What I tried to express about Clinton was that for black people to have worshipped him for 8 years or for 12 years, for 14 years, and then to dump him and trash him the way they're doing now represents the absence of honor. It's like a whorish woman who's married to one man for 14 years, walks into her office one day, sees a younger man, more handsome, got more money, dumps her husband, kicks him to the curb, and picks up this young man as a whore. That's what black people are doing now.
It's just like a car. If you have an old car and you love the car and you drive it, the car's been good to you, but you see another car in the showroom and you say, well, you know, this car is a big change from the old car. It can do a lot more things, I think, than the old car I have. I think I'm just going to go ahead and buy this new car because this new car has a lot more gadgets and I think it'll treat me better once I put it on the road.
And if you have an old car, you give it to your loved one or to your wife or to your children.
Not necessarily.
You don't trash it.
Not necessarily. You might sell it to somebody. You might.
They're trashing Clinton. Oh. They're acting as if the man was evil from day one and that they are just discovering it. So
No, that is not it. See, you're stretching it again. Did you get any flack from members of your church on that sermon? Did the deacons say you need to cool it down? Or what did they say? You call black people pimp? You call Obama a pimp? You said black people didn't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of? I mean, you just went crazy in your sermon. You would make me not want to go to church listening to you.
Well, listen, did you know that 68% of all black children are born out of wedlock in the year 2008? That 70% of all black families are headed by women because the men don't stand up.
What does that have to do with calling Barack Obama's mother white trash? What does that have to do with that?
It goes directly to the point that we are in a social morass as a people. We do not lead. Our men do not lead families. We are so
But
immoral.
None of that had anything to do with Barack Obama. He's got a family. He's raising his kids. Don't try to tie the two together.
No, it does go together. Because
no, it does not.
Okay. I mean, listen, you have your opinion about things. I have my opinion about things. Is it true that 68% of all children born in black families are born out of wedlock?
That may be true, but what the hell does that have to do with you trashing Barack Obama during your sermon?
It has to deal with the fact that black people are talking about they're ready to choose a leader. They know who should be able to lead them when they're not even able to lead their own homes.
First of all, if Barack Barack Obama gets in office, it's not going to be just on the back of black folks. It's going to have to be a whole lot of white folks to vote for him also. So don't put this all on the shoulder of black folks. There's a whole lot of white folks out there that believe in Barack Obama and are going to vote for him.
Well, if you'll allow me to finish, I was trying to establish a few moments ago that black people are without honor and without integrity.
What?
By leaving Bill Clinton and then running to a man they just met 3 months ago. To further demonstrate that they are without honor and integrity is the fact they bring all these children in the world. They've declared war on their own children by bringing a child into the world without mother and father getting married, which makes that child have to suffer from day one. 70% of all black households are headed by women, which means that we economically and socially are at the bottom of the world social register because morally we do not have the integrity nor the honor to stand up as a people. That's what I'm trying to demonstrate.
Well, you're not doing a very good job of it.
Oh, yes, I am.
No, you're not.
I'm talking to you today. Otherwise, you wouldn't have called me.
Well, I called you because I said, you know what? After hearing your sermon, I said, I want to talk to this handkerchief head Negro. Because that's what you sound like. Yeah. Yeah. That's what you sound like.
Well, I suppose if that's what you want to call me, I mean, you can do that. I haven't bothered to call you any names.
Oh, but you can call Barack Obama's mother white trash.
Because she is.
God. You're ridiculous.
I keep telling you, I can demonstrate this. I can
document. Okay, demonstrate. How? What proof do you have? You don't have proof.
I'll say this much. I'm not going to do it here with you, but I can say this, that his father married her 6 months later, dumped her, and never came back to either one of them. He dumped her like a rat.
Now, you don't know how. You don't know. Why he left her. You don't know the particulars behind it. You weren't there. You weren't there in their bedroom with them. You don't know what happened.
What do you think documentation is all about?
You ever heard of false documentation? You ever heard of false documents?
Oh, that's true. That can be false documents.
Yes, it can be.
If it's false. But one of the things that isn't false that's very evident is that he did dump her like a rag.
What does that have to do with his presidency?
It has everything to do with his presidency because let me explain
what?
Something to you.
Please tell me, what does it have to do with his presidency?
I don't know if you have children, but...
I have children. I raise mine just like he's raising his.
If your daughter or your son is getting ready to marry someone... the person that your child is getting ready to marry did not have a choice about who brought them in the world. But I think as a prudent father, you're going to want to know something about that child's parents, whether or not the parents are doctors or lawyers or police officers or drug dealers. You're going to want to know something about that because it's going to greatly influence what's going to happen with your child and your grandchildren.
Yeah, okay, but you don't
but we ought to, want
to know something about his
Barack
father,
parents,
you would have to have talked to them.
Mr. Ware.
His mother's dead. His father's dead. So you don't know them. You didn't talk to them.
We want to know something about them because it is a prudent way that all of the world has gone about the socialization of families since time immemorial. So I think I have a valid point. It's just that it's very painful to hear that
it's
his
painful.
Mother was trash.
What was painful to listen to your sermon? That was painful.
You know, there's another thing as well. There's black women who are the most ill-treated women on the planet. They pay the bills. They pay your bills. They pay the church's bills. They head
and
the
they family. Pay and they pay your salary too.
Blindly.
They should be chastised for paying your salary. I bet you more women donate to your pay than men.
And that's in every church. You won't find me as isolated in that situation, sir, or in any other situation, in any other black community. Women donate
because men are hip to guys like you, and we don't go to church because of guys like you.
Okay, you can say that if you like. But what I'm trying to say is this, sir, if you'll allow me to finish, is that, you know, we need to start honoring our black women. And to have our first black president, okay, with family reunion, where's the family picture? Oh, that's our first black president. Oh, and by the way, his mother was white.
No, that's the first. And he's married. He's got two beautiful daughters, and he's raising them the right. That's what we should look at. Not looking at his father or his mother. Look at him.
Sir, I'm not talking about his wife. I'm talking about his mother.
You don't have anything bad to say about his wife because they're doing everything the right way.
Well,
his mother's dead. She can't defend herself, so you attack her.
I have a lot to say about Michelle Obama, but it's not relevant for me at this present time.
You don't have anything bad to say about her?
Oh, I have a lot to say about her.
Oh, please. If you did, you would have said it in your sermon.
You
didn't, so that's why. Believe me, you would have if you could have, but you didn't have anything bad to say. You pick on his dead mother because she's not here to defend herself. Hello?
I'm still here.
Okay, I'm done.
I'm still here. What I want you to begin to appreciate, sir, is that we have a lot of work to do as a black people.
You have a lot of work to do as a black leader of your church.
Do you remember the O.J. Simpson event with the murder of a number of people call Nicole Brown a trashy white woman? I don't necessarily know if I'll go that far to call her that.
A number
of people called her
trashy. You can't call her that. Okay.
A number of people did. You remember O.J. Simpson? Are you aware of that event and the murder that took place in Los Angeles and the subsequent trial and how black people, even though the man was obviously guilty, how black people rose up in their churches and praised O.J. and supported him completely, even though...
Well, they never could prove... I had my idea. I thought he was guilty, too, but a lot of people thought he was innocent. They never did have all the evidence to prove that he was guilty. So, if the jury found him not guilty, I have to accept that.
But
I think you do, too.
I'll accept the jury verdict anytime, but I think that the truth of the matter is that we all know that he did it and that... The issue is that black folk rose up in support of him, even though he was guilty. Black people monolithically, like a herd of buffalo, will go running at the first signal or sign of anything that smacks at white and black racism, and they will align themselves with it as they did with O.J., with Bill Clinton.
There were just as many black folks that thought O.J. was guilty as innocent. Believe me.
No, they were not.
They were out there. They were afraid to stand up and say it, but they were out there. Trust me.
As a whole support. All I'm trying to say is that what they're doing with Barack is the same thing that they're doing with O.J.
Yeah.
And please let me say this.
Quickly.
We need to be able to find out the pros and cons about a person who's going to lead our nation. If our nation is going to remain strong, it's going to remain a prosperous nation and a safe nation, the person who picks up the mantle of the presidency needs to be capable of doing that.
And you're reaching back, looking at his pants.
One of the ways that we do that is that we vet a candidate. That is to say, the media vets him and finds out all about his past history of finding out where he came from and what he does and pretty much what he thinks so that we'll have some idea of whether or not this person is qualified.
Okay.
The media has not done that to Barack. They have called him a rock star. They've given him a free pass. And I'll say this to you, Mr. Ware. If the media was doing their job, I would be absolutely silent.
Oh, but please. I think the media is doing their job.
They have been so derelict in vetting this man, asking the pros and cons, finding out if there's anything that we need to know
about. And calling his mother white trash is the pros and cons. Is getting, come on. I got to run, but let me ask you two questions. First question, do you apologize, will you apologize to Barack Obama for calling his mother white trash?
Unless she became unwhite trash. The short answer is absolutely not.
Oh. Okay, and are you proud of yourself being a black man? What about your parents? Apparently they made a mistake growing up when you were growing up. Your parents may not have been the perfect parents for you to be on here talking like you're talking today and to be a minister.
You asked a question prior to that. It just got right past me. Before you started talking about my parents, you said, I'm proud to be a black man. Mr. Ware, I believe that black people were once the greatest people that ever walked the face of this earth. I believe that we were the greatest doctors, the greatest engineers, the builders of the pyramid, the designers of the Sphinx. I think in terms of philosophy and architecture and just general world civilization, there has never been a people on this planet, both biblically and socially historically, that are as great as black people. Somehow or another, we have lost our way, whether it was the colonization of Africa by the Europeans, or whether or not it was slavery here in America, we have dismally lost our way, or whether it was the curse of Canaan upon by Noah, we have lost our way. Now, I also believe that we are on the precipice of returning to that greatness.
And Barack Obama is part of that return. Barack, and what do?
Sir, you tear him
down.
Sir, would you let me finish, please? Would you let me finish?
Well, I can't let you preach a sermon, but go ahead.
I'm not trying to preach. I'm just simply trying to tell you where I'm coming from. If you ask me if I believe I'm an honorable black man, I believe in black people more than you can ever begin to imagine.
You could have fooled me.
I've served black people, and I believe that we are great people. Right now, we're misinformed, and Barack Obama is nothing but an emissary from the devil to derail the process of us returning to our greatness.
Oh, my God.
He's
You're a sick man.
Trash.
You're a sick man. I got to go. I can't talk to you any longer.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
He's a sick individual. Let's take a break. He's possessed by the devil. He's the devil himself. Let's take a break. 12:30, The Buzz of Cincinnati.